From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has given the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention whether or not to declare independence.
El Consejo de Ministros ha acordado.
He demanded confirmation whether or not independence was declared after regional president Carles Puigdemont Tuesday declared independence but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Catalan government is being given to Monday to respond. If independence was declared, it's been given another 3 days to reverse course. Monash University and analyst Stuart King said the prime minister, criticized for the heavy police crackdown during the October 1st independence referendum, struck the right tone.
I think it's a very astute move on the part of the central government in a response to what was a very ambiguous statement from in the Catalan Parliament.
Carlos Rivadulla, president of the Association of Catalan Businessmen, said he believes he knows why the Catalan leader did not outright declare independence Tuesday.
Probably one of the main reasons why yesterday regional president did not declare directly and forward independence was the pressure from the business corporate community. It was a big signal they sent last week, starting last week, when many of the biggest companies in Catalonia left the region because of the political instability.
Under the Constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call new elections. Kenya's electoral board says all 8 candidates from the annulled August 8 presidential election will be able to take part in the repeat poll October 26, including main opposition leader Raila Odinga, despite his decision this week to withdraw. Meanwhile, police fired tear gas on opposition supporters Wednesday. Several were hurt as thousands heeded Odinga's call and took to the streets. They were demanding electoral reform. This is VOA News. In Northern California, the death toll is now 23 as firefighters, faced with high winds and low humidity, battle out-of-control fires that have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Hundreds of people are missing and unaccounted for. More than 20 blazes have scorched nearly 70,000 hectares in 9 counties since Sunday. Jerry Brown is the state's governor.
We've had big fires in the past. This is one of the biggest, the most serious, and it's not over.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa is hardest hit, with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated by fires. Ken Pimlott is with the Cal Fire.
While we yesterday had a brief respite from the winds, we have returned today to red flag conditions, very dry humidities, 8% in many locations, and winds that are surfacing out of the north, in some places 40 miles an hour.
Firefighters are struggling to strengthen fire containment lines in an effort to stem the fire's advance. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Wednesday the military is considering changes in the wake of last week's ambush in Niger that killed 4 U.S. service members carried out by suspected Islamic State affiliates. Mattis said the attack occurred in an area where the enemy has not operated in the past. It's reported some 40 U.S. and Nigerian troops were attacked by militants using vehicles, including motorcycles. President Donald Trump is expected to announce this week whether he will decertify Iran's compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, giving Congress 60 days to reimpose sanctions. Republican Congressman Ed Royce chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
As flawed as the deal is, I believe we must now enforce the hell out of it. Let's work with allies to make certain that international inspectors have better access to possible nuclear sites, and we should address the fundamental sunset shortcoming, as our allies have recognized.
Mr. Trump faces an October 15 deadline on certification. In July, he criticized Tehran for not living up to the spirit of the agreement, citing its advancing missile program in support of terrorism. Floods in Vietnam have left nearly 40 dead and dozens more missing. Heavy rains blamed on a tropical depression inundating parts of northern and central Vietnam. More than 20 were injured by flooding and landslides. Thousands have been evacuated, thousands of homes damaged or destroyed. Zambia Wednesday said emergency measures imposed by President Edgar Lungu earlier this year have expired. The emergency powers were invoked July 5, following a series of arson fires in the wake of the detention of the main opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema, on treason charges. Buoyed by strong corporate earnings, Wall Street ended Wednesday once again in record territory, the benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index gaining more than 40 points to close at 22,872. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.